Preface. King William's War is the first of two books, with a companion volume on Queen Anne's War planned to follow. The two conflicts may, in many ways, be thought of as one conflict with a five-year pause. Thus, with this break included, France and England were at war from 1688 to 1715. The European part of these conflicts, known as the War of the League of Augsburg and the War of Spanish Succession, was punctuated by battles like Steenkirk, Blenheim, and Malplaquet, any one of which dwarfed the scale of colonial military involvement. Although much can be found on these conflicts fought in Europe, the same cannot be said for their colonial components. Certainly, King William's War was markedly different from its European counterpart. Smaller populations and the vast areas upon which these numbers were scattered dictated as much. Manpower shortages, supply nightmares, and transportation issues on the frontier dominated the conflict on both sides and proved just as challenging as defeating the enemy. But these aside, there were even greater distinctions that dictated the character of the conflict in North America. King William's War was actually three conflicts. The first of these was a long-running feud between the Iroquois Confederacy, New France, and New France's native allies. Fueled by English guns and money, as well as the Confederacy's desire to divert the French fur trade toward their English trading partners in Albany, this conflict had started with the opening pages of the French colony. To the east, another conflict would be captured under the banner of King William's War. The pro-French Wabanaki of Maine, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick had previously fought a war with New England. English expansion and French urgings, aided by foolish moves and political blunders on the part of New England, erupted into a second Wabanaki War on the eve of King William's War. Thus, these two proxy wars fought by the English and the French through their native allies officially became one with news of a declaration of war between France and England in 1689. While much has been said and written on the last French and Indian War, 1754 to 1763, or the Old French War, as it is sometimes stylized, very little has been said on the colonial conflicts that preceded it. Yet the foundations for this last war, which resulted in the conquest of Canada, are readily seen in the first contest between the two colonial powers and King William's War. The patterns of these conflicts for the next 70 years and the goals and objectives of both sides are laid here, as well as the fermenting attitude that the two colonies could not coexist. Throw in a change of monarchs, witch trials, pirates, questionable decisions by both crowns and colonial leaders, treasure hunters, adventurers, explorers, a 17th-century military jack-of-all-trades by the name of Pierre Lemoine d'Iberville, as well as the original American Ranger in Major Benjamin Church, and you have a recipe for an unusual and seldom-told story. I hope it strikes your interest as well.